I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The number is to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. And we're back from our Christmas holiday. We're live tonight, and we're happy to be here. Hope we all had a restful holiday. I know many of you are going through a lot of trials and problems, and my prayers go out to you. I've been reading a lot of sad emails this holiday. People getting COVID-19 and others losing family members to COVID. But one of the things that was most terrifying, or at least chilling for me, was this report of the bombing in Nashville, Tennessee. It happened on Christmas morning. And while I did take some time to, you know, spend some time with my family at Christmas time, a lot of my off time was actually at the computer reading and studying and trying to connect dots for the show that I'm presenting for you tonight. And what's funny is that I was already planning to do a show about the topic I'm going to approach tonight, but the bombing itself has kind of made the show that I was going to present to you a little more poignant, a little bit more to the point. There's something that I think a lot of you don't know about, and I have to go back to the show we did with James Ponder about the cyber attacks on this country and how a lot of different factions of the government were actually attacked. And how this had been going on as far back as March. And we had reported it, then we reported it again in September. Then just recently we reported it when we had James Ponder on the program. And each time, well, the time before that we had James Ponder on to talk about it. And I was saying, you know, this is the next step. I've done this before where I've actually talked about major events that I feel are taking place. I remember the first time was the 9/11 attacks and how I had commented back when I was syndicated by another company. I had commented that I believe that the Sears Tower was going to be under attack because of all these numbers and different esoteric things. And I said, it just seems like we're being prepared and groomed. I mean, Pearl Harbor was in theaters. And I said, we're being groomed for something. And Timothy McVeigh, when he was executed, I remember when that took place and how he looked at everybody and the way he looked at everybody like, you know, I'm going to see you all in hell. Something's going to happen. I know something's going down. And that kind of set me off a bit. And I wrote an article called The Abaddon Nexus, which, of course, Abaddon is mentioned in Revelation chapter 9, verse 11. And I had somebody call me from the FBI asking me if I knew, you know, Revelation 9/11 and how, you know, it talks about the very things that happened during the 9/11 attacks. And I said, no. And he said, and you call your show Ground Zero, you know, and I said, yeah, I've called it that since 1995. And the reason why I called it that was because I knew that, you know, the future, there would be another Ground Zero. Ground Zero for me has always been, you know, the nuclear attacks and all that. And so when 9/11 happened, it wasn't necessarily a direct hit, but it certainly was. You know, they called it Ground Zero, and a lot of people were urging me to change my name, change the name of the show. And I told them no. And, I mean, it happened after, 2 weeks after I first broadcast Ground Zero. We had the Alfred Murrah Federal Building, the Oklahoma City bombing. And they called that Ground Zero. And somebody said, you should change the name because of all the tragedy and all the death. And I said, no, I'm not going to change the name because Ground Zero is where it begins, where it ends. This is where the bombs go off. This is where the slates are cleaned. And I said, that's what I'm going to keep with the show. And so, you know, 9/11 happens. I didn't change the name. And then, of course, you know, hindsight, you go back and you read about the Project for the New American Century and the galvanizing event that's supposed to happen, a catalyzing event, they said, which would be a new Pearl Harbor. Then I remember 2 years before COVID-19 happened, I wound up on the Alex Jones show, InfoWars. And Alex says, so what do you think the future holds? What do you think the next step is going to be for this country? And I says, I think we're going to have a major biological event in this country. And the reason why I said that was because of course, I did a Clade X presentation, and I said there were a lot of microbiologists and epidemiologists that were at this speech I gave, and they were telling me that I was onto something, although I was talking about an alien pathogen, not something that would be, you know, a regular pathogen or a biological toxin. I said even if a biological weapon was released, we wouldn't be able to detect it because it's hard to trace a biological weapon to its source. And then we had the COVID-19 situation happen. And so we had been talking about it for years prior to even Event 201, which was the gathering of some of the world leaders, those who were involved with the World Economic Forum, those involved with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, talking about the possibility of a coronavirus being released or a coronavirus on the people, and how there would have to be a reset. A world reset in order for us to get back to normal, because the economy would die, everything would fall apart. You know, people would be at the mercy of government or a world government. And so the World Economic Forum had been, you know, a forefront of that, and, you know, Johns Hopkins University and Pfizer and, you know, Dr. Fauci and all these people that were already thinking about this. And they talked about it in October, and then by March, we were under full lockdown. And then I said, after the lockdowns happened, I said, I think the next step, and I had nothing to base it on, only that I thought the next step seems to be pointing to the idea that there's going to be some sort of a cyber attack or something that's going to go after the infrastructure of this country. And when it does, it may interfere with the election. And I reiterated that in September. Okay. And we had James Ponder on the show. We had other guests on the show, people with the national, you know, Homeland Security, saying yes, they think that there is something ongoing that would certainly bring down infrastructure. It'd be a three-tiered project where, you know, hackers would go in, and then we'd have terrorists, and we'd have others, you know, do their number, and it would basically cause all kinds of problems. And so I had actually floated the idea that our next problem that we'd be having would be cyber, because of the Internet of Things and all the other things that are going on, where they're telling us about legacy systems that need to be destroyed and we need to reboot and reset and change. And then so I started talking about it again, and James Ponder said, I hope you're not right about people trying to undermine the infrastructure of this country by trying to destroy you know, computers and the grid and you know, doing what would be called a kill shot or something that would be, you know, something that would take things out or do a test, you know, like they did before they blew up the World Trade Center. They had a bomb went off and then the towers came down later, a few years, and now Christmas morning, okay, we wake up to police responding. They're responding in Nashville to shots fired. First shots fired, that's in the morning. And then the report of a strange RV that was close to an AT&T building on, basically, it was near 2nd Avenue and Commerce Street. Now, when the police arrived, they didn't find any evidence of a shooting, so they called in the bomb squad about 30 minutes later, because the RV that was there was sending out a message to evacuate. Also was playing, believe it or not, was playing the song Downtown by Petula Clark. And so Downtown was played, and then a recorded message that said, if you can hear this message, please evacuate now. And then police say that the RV arrived about 1:22 a.m., they estimate, on local time there in Nashville. The vehicle was situated outside an AT&T transmission building, and the bomb detonated around 6:30 a.m., and it damaged the AT&T building. Now, what needs to be stressed here is there are a lot of things we're going to get into tonight, because I've done a lot of dot connecting and I've done a lot of thinking, and I've clarified a few things that are true and not true about what's going around the internet right now as far as conspiracy theory. There's precedent to actually investigate this even further, but they're not going to. They're going to probably shut this down as fast as they talk about it. And once, you know, they've already identified the suspect, and they did so in the most, I mean, it's questionable how they were able to identify the suspect First, I hear they were identifying DNA through gloves that he wore and other things. But I heard something a lot more gruesome. I heard that they had to go through brain material and skull bone. And I mean, there was nothing left of the guy, whoever it was. So the idea that they could identify him within 48 hours, I think is, I don't know if it's suspect, but it's just insane the way they went about doing this. And so when we're looking at the blast from the idea of cybersecurity ramifications, we look at another scenario that sounds familiar if you've been paying attention. First of all, people were digitally stranded without a phone, no internet connections, 911 communications were shut down. What does this sound like? This sounds like September of 2020. Remember when, you know, 911 services were down, a hospital was down, all phones services were out, okay? So once again, we go back to that September show and we ask ourselves, okay, so we're seeing the same thing again, but this time there was a bombing involved. There was a RV that allegedly exploded in front of this AT&T building, shutting down a lot of the cyber grid in the area. So, you know, I have to jog your memory for shows that we've done in the past because this is all leading up to one more tiered operation to actually bring down our cybersecurity, our cyber network. 503-225-0860. It's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.